Okay, today is Daf Samach Vav. We are on Daf Samach Yam Beis. We're up to the fourth answer. How Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon could say that by a Chatas Ha'ov, right, you're allowed to do, he said he heard that by a Chatas Ha'ov, if you separate the second Simen, it's not a problem. Right? How could he say that? The Torah says, Lo Yavdil. How could he hold that you could do that? So yesterday we gave three answers. Today we give the fourth answer and the most interesting answer. And the answer is, when it says Lo Yavdil, what does it mean, Lo Yavdil? You may not separate. Right? Is that what it means? When it says in the Torah, Lo Tirtzach, do not kill. What does that mean?
You're not allowed to kill.
Lo Yavdil. You're not allowed to separate. That's not what it means. Amru, number four, one fifth line from the bottom. Amru Kamei Dirab Yirmiya. Amar. Lo Shmi Lahad Amr of Shimon ben Al-Yakim, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Didn't you hear all that? Amr Hayar Elazar ben Shimon, Shemati, Bechatas Ha'of, Shemavdilin. A Chatas Ha'of, you can separate. Umay Lo Yavdil. So what does it mean when it says in the Torah, do not separate? It doesn't mean that. What it means is, in Tzarech Lahavdil, you don't have to separate. Lo Yavdil, you don't have to separate. If you do separate, it's not a problem. Therefore, says Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, not a problem that he separated it. Lo Yavdil doesn't mean do not separate, like do not kill. It means you don't have to separate. Rashi says on top, Hilkach, Im Hivdil, if you did separate, Lav Shinehu, it's not a problem. So if that's what Lo Yavdil means, maybe Lo Tirtzach means the same thing. You don't have to kill. But if you want to, why not? If that's what we're explaining the Torah to mean, so why not? You don't have to, there's Lo Sol Bashatnas, don't wear Shatnas. You don't have to wear Shatnas. But if you want to, you can. Maybe it means that. So I didn't ask this question, Tosfos asked this question. Let's look at his Tosfos, the bottom, the last Tosfos in the Perek. El Meyata. Oh, we have to do one more line of the Gemara. So Amar Ravacha Barei Derava Liravashi El Meyata. If that's what Lo means, it means you don't have to do it. So Gabe Bar. So by Bar it says, right? It says the pasuk says Ki Yiftach Ish Bar. If the guy opens up a bar, oh Yichra Ish Bar. If he either opens it up or he digs it himself, Lo Yichasenu, and he doesn't cover it. He doesn't cover it. And some animal falls in, you're chayev. So what does it mean, and he doesn't cover it?
He doesn't have to.
Maybe it means he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to.
Is that saying every low means you don't have to say something?
So the Gemara only asked Bor. Once we give an answer, the Gemara is going to let it go. The Tosfos is going to say, why are you letting it go? And first of all, why don't you say it by every lot? Right? So the Gemara answers, El Meyata, Amalei Ravacha Brei Deravel Ravashi, El Meyata Gabi Bor, Dichziv, Voi Chasenu. And he didn't cover it. He opened up, he dug a bar, and he didn't cover it. And somebody fell in. Not somebody, an animal fell in. Well, you don't have to cover it? If you didn't want to cover it, but right? Is that what it means? It can't mean that. It says you're going to have to pay. So what does it mean he didn't cover it? It can't mean he didn't have to cover it. Then why is he paying?
Right.
Can't mean that. Right? So obviously you have to cover it. Because if you don't cover it, then an animal gets hurt, you're going to have to pay. Right? Avalhacha, michti. Ksiv, it says v'hikriv. It says v'hikriv. Chalak ha-kasev ben chatas ha-of ola ha-of. We already know there's a difference between chatas ha-of and ola ha-of. Lo yavdil, lamali. So why did I say lo yavdil? Shmamina, ain't tzarech lahavdil. You don't have to separate it. And if you do separate it, it's okay. That's how Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, learns the words lo yavdil. So why don't you say that by every lav? So Tosfos says, mikol lav in Shabbat Torah. Any lav in the Torah. Kigon, for example, lo sachtom. Don't muzzle the ox while it's working. Maybe it means, you don't have to muzzle the ox. But if you want to muzzle the ox, you could. Or, lo sochu kol nevela. You don't have to eat treif. But if you want to eat treif, you could. Right? Lo sil bashatnes. You don't have to wear shatnez, but if you want to wear shatnez, you can wear shatnez. Maybe it means that. Says lo kasha, lay, lamai kasve, imlav, imlolav. Because Tosfos says, why else would the Torah write that? Why would the Torah write, you want to wear shatnez? You don't have to wear shatnez if you want. Why would the Torah write that? What's the point of writing that?
Bring it up. Why bring it up
altogether? Why bring it up altogether if it's mutter?
Right.
Obviously, lo tirzach means do not kill. Obviously, don't wear shatnez means don't wear shatnez. It can't mean, if you want to wear shatnez, you could wear... You want to go to the bathroom, so go to the bathroom. You don't need a Torah for that. You want to walk down that street, go walk down that street. You want to go on vacation, so go on vacation. You don't need a Torah for that. It can't mean that. You want to eat treif, so you can eat treif. You don't have to eat, but you don't need a Torah for that. Obviously, every law, good answer? Obviously, every law in the Torah is a law tzatzei. So how come law yavdil is different? How come law yavdil is all of a sudden so different? Right? We said bar, right? So Tosa says, avoha de mistabra hava amina de mavdil. You know why it's different? Lafisha tzarech ladam. I need it for the dam. Amina de chil haksiv lo yavdil ain't tzarech lahavdil kamar. You don't have to separate it. Because what's the point of cutting off the head to begin with? The point is to get to the dam. So I would think there's an argument to say lo yavdil means you don't have to separate it as long as you can get to the dam. You want to separate it, so go right ahead and separate it. Since it's different, he learns it's different. It's a different law than every other law in the Torah. Right? V'gabi bor nami. Misvara, the what about bor, he's going to ask about bor. Because misvara hava amina dechayiv lechasoso. I would have thought, of course you have to cover a bor. Of course you have to cover a bor. Well, you can't just open a bor and reshus a rabbim. Of course you have to cover it. V'chiksiv lo yechasenu. So then when it says, don't cover it, ain't tzarech lechasoso kamar. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what it means by that. Right? I wrote sign over here.
That's the part of the
happy now. Yeah, I know, but I'm not sure what it means. Okay.
Because the case of boring, it's not saying that you have to cover. It's saying that if you don't cover and something happens, then you hide.
Right.
Which is different.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Okay, that...
Well, it's a hard one, because Ola, he says you are mavdil, right? And so we're saying, as opposed to Ola, by Chadosh, you don't mavdil.
Right.
So when I was saying...
I know, it's a little bit hard. They ask, a lot of people ask, a lot of hack with this talk, so it's because the question is better than the answer. That's the bottom line, right?
Right.
Okay, next. Mitzah dam haguf. So we learned in the Mishnah that if you mitzah dam haguf, first the Mishnah said, if you meet to the dam of the Rosh, and you don't meet to the dam of the Guf, it's pasul. Meet to dam haguf, that's the words over here, quoted, but not the dam of Rosh, that's kosher. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Ola, afal pi she meet to dam haguf, even though you meet to the dam haguf, v'lo meet to dam haRosh, and you didn't do the dam haRosh, it's kosher. Right? Yachal, I would think, meet to dam haRosh, v'lo meet to dam haguf, it should also be kosher. What's the difference? Talmud Lomar, who? It says who. Right? That pasuk is, Ola, who? Right? My Talmuda? How do you get that out of that? How do you get that halacha out of that word, who? So, Amar Ravina, Mistabra, the Rov Damim, the Guf, Shchichi. Because most of the blood is in the Guf, not in the head. So therefore, when it says it must be in the Guf, where most of the blood is located. And therefore, if you do the head and not the body, it's no good. You do the body and not the head, it is good. Okay. Hadron Allah Guf, Hadron Allah Kachem Kachem, Hadron Allah Kachem Kachem, Hadron Allah Kachem Kachem. Okay? Okay, next Mishnah. Now, again, a Chatos Ha'of and a Olas Ha'of. Chatos Ha'of is below the red line, Olas Ha'of is above the red line. Chatos Ha'of, one simon, Olas Ha'of, two simonim. There's a reason I'm reviewing this, because this Mishnah is going to make you nuts. The Olas Ha'of is two simonim. Chatos Ha'of has hazah, and then you squeeze it, and then you can eat what's left. The Olas Ha'of has no hazah. You squeeze it, and then you burn the rest of it. Nobody eats it. Okay? Those are the differences between a Chatos Ha'of and an Olas Ha'of. So with that reminder, now, Chatos Ha'of, this is case one, Chatos Ha'of, she'asa lamata, you did it below, k'may se'chatos, with all the rules of chatos, l'shem chatos, with having in mind bringing a chatos, k'shera, it's kosher. That's obvious. I didn't need a Mishnah for that. Why did the Mishnah write that? To introduce all the crazy cases. Right? Number two. Kimaisa chatos. You do the maisim of a chatos l'shem ola. But you have in mind you're bringing in ola. That's not piggle. What is that? Now what that is? The wrong machshava. Kimaisa ola. You do the act of an ola l'shem chatos. Right? But you have in mind you're bringing a chatos. Kimaisa ola l'shem ola. Down at the bottom, in the wrong place, all those cases are psula. They're all pasul. Why? Because it's not a chatas. It's not a chatas. Case number three. Asa lamaila kemaisa kulan psula. You did it on top for a chatas. It's also pasul. Why? Wrong place. Good? Okay. Good? Now, Olas ha'of. Olas ha'of. Sha'asa l'mayla. In olas ha'of that you do above. Kimaisa ola. With all the requirements of ola. L'shem ola. Have in mind to be an ola. Kshira. That's kosher. That's also obvious. I didn't need a mishnah for that. That's obvious. Next. Number two. Kimaisa ola. I do a maisa ola. L'shem chatas. But I have in mind of bringing a chatas. So, kshera, it's kosher, ubavad shalol also labayla. But the Baal didn't get any credit for it. Why? Because an ola brought shalol lishma is kosher, a chatas is not kosher. That's why this parallel case by the chatas was no good. But an ola brought shalol lishma for the wrong carbon is okay. In other words, it's kosher, it doesn't have to come off the mizbeach, but the Baal doesn't get credit for it. So Marcel asked me yesterday, what does it mean it's kosher? In what way is it kosher? Right, no one eats it anyway. Okay, so the same thing would be true by regular ola. Nobody eats it anyway. I guess it doesn't have to come off the mizbeach. Okay.
Why is it different?
Why is it different? Because we said on daf beis because the chatas has more not kedusha, but it's more.
Is for your sin.
Right.
You're not getting credit for it.
No, so you don't get credit here either for an ola. So why don't we say
ola doesn't do anything?
No. So why don't we say it's kosher, but the baal doesn't get credit? We didn't say that by a chatas. So why do we say it's pasul? Why don't we say it's kosher? But the Baal doesn't get credit. So we don't say that for some reason. By a chatas.
Because that's the purpose.
The whole purpose of a chatas is for the credit.
It's for the credit.
And the
chatas
gets eaten. So you say kosher, somebody will have to eat it.
Chatas is also a kapara. Asham, it's a kapara.
We had a machlok, it's about asham.
Yeah.
Right? And what do we say about a shlamim? Also, even though people eat it, it's kosher, but the Baal didn't get credit. Right. Whatever credit he wanted to get. Okay, fine. Where am I up to?
Credit may mean he has to do it again.
Right. Right. That's the difference between chatas and ola. Kemaisa chatas l'shem ola. If you did all the acts of a chatas l'shem ola, or kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas, but you called it an ola, also psula. Also lamata kemaisa kulan psula. If you did it down below, where it's the wrong place for an ola, it doesn't make a difference what actions you did. Even if you did all the actions, it's still no good, it's in the wrong place. Okay? All that's in the Mishnah. Good? Now we start the Gemara. This Gemara is not hard. The next Mishnah is where it gets hard. This Gemara is not so hard. So, ready? So, in case number 2A, what's 2A? We said that you did a maisa of a chatas l'shem ola. What does that mean?
Like a chatas,
but... Maisa chatas... No, that can't mean that. One second. Yeah. A chatas, you did the maisa of an ola.
Right.
Right? You did the maisa of an ola. What does that mean?
You made
it into an ola.
Right.
It's pasul. In what way did you make it into an ola?
Bird is very easy.
What?
Bird is very easy.
What'd you do?
Don't do both.
So a chatos, let's think this out. So a chatos has one simen.
Right.
So what'd you do different? Says the Gemara, Deshani b'mai. In what way did you do something different? You made it into an ola. How did you do that? Ilema Deshani b'malika. You want to tell me it was Malika? That means he did two simanim instead of one. What else is different between a chatzah and an ola?
Sprinkler.
What?
Sprinkler.
So we said already yesterday, Tosa said, sprinkler is not such a big deal.
I said it.
Right, we said it yesterday. So what way is it different? You have a chatzah, but you did a maisa ola. What's the maisa ola? You cut the second simin. So, Nema, the law of Kribbalah, Rav Shimon. This Mishnah must not be like Kribbalah, Rav Shimon. He said that a chatzah that you do two simanim is not a problem. Remember he said that? We gave four answers on how he could say that. But he said that. Chatas that's brought, not for a chatas that's cut to simanim, is that a problem? So our Mishnah just said that if you do a chatas kemaisa ola, it's a problem. What'd you do exactly? You want to tell me you did two simanim? So first of all, Rabbi Elazar Rishon can't hold like that. Right? So Gemara says, big deal. He said, you can, right? You separate the chatas of, you do both simanim, it's not a problem. So it's just big deal. We already said we don't hold up Elazar Rav Shimon. We already said that. That's not news. We said that already in the previous Mishnah. We don't hold up Elazar Rav Shimon. He holds two simanim by achatas, and no one holds that. Right? No one, so we already said it's not him. So what are you telling me it's not him? It's old news.
Fake news.
It's fake news. It's not fake. It's not fake. It's just old. Right? So, so that can't be. That can't be the chiddush of the Mishnah to tell me that we don't hold like Elazar Rav Shimon. We already know that. So Gemara says, "Lo, dishani b'hazah." Mati's answer: he did the hazah by a chatas. You have to have hazah by an ola. You don't. He didn't do the hazah. So what happened? He really became an ola now. An ola can't be a chatas. It's wrong carbon, and therefore it's pasul. Right? Okay. Hachinam mistabra. That actually makes a lot of sense. Why? Diktani, because it says in the next case, Diktani Seifa, it said in the next case, doesn't mean the Seifa, it means the next case. Asa lamaila kemaisa kulan psula. If you did it on top, like the maisa of all of them, whatever that means, it's puzzle. What does that mean? You did it on top, like the maisa of all of them. Chatas is supposed to be in the bottom. Even if you did everything correct on the chatas, but it's in the wrong place up there, it's no good, right? Afilu kemaisa chatas, l'shem chatas. Even if you did a chatas, with all the rules of a chatas, right? It's still no good. So, deshani b'mai. And what did you do wrong? Elema, what does this question mean? Yeah?
The wording of the question is confusing.
What?
I think the wording of the question is confusing. If you look at Maisa Chatos, Hashem Chatos, why is that different?
Who's going to tell you? Now, maybe change the location. What part of the avodah?
Which avodah did he do in the upper part of the
right. Place? Which avodah did he do in the upper part of the Mizbeach? Ile, but Deshani be Malika. If he did Malika, is that the Pshat? Can't be. Amar Mar, Malika b'chol makom Mizbeach Sheva. Malika you can do anywhere. Malika you can do anywhere. And there's nothing else to do for a chatas. What else do you do? You do mitzui, right? Elalav, the shani b'hazah. It must be. What did you do wrong?
The sprinkling.
Umid the sefer b'hazah, reisha nami b'hazah. Since the sefer, that's the issue, the reisha also must be the issue. And the Gemara answers, no. Me the iria, who said, hakid the isa, for hakid the isa. Each one is his own world. Okay? So we don't have an answer. Yes. We don't have an answer to that question. Okay? Next, then we said ola ha'of that you did like a chatos. In ola ha'of that you did like a chatos is pasul. Again, the shani b'mai. What did you do wrong? In what way did you do? What did you do wrong exactly? Right? Lema the shani b'malika. If you want to tell me that the issue is malika, right? You only did one simin, like a chatos. Is that the issue? Midiktoni seifa. We're going to learn in the next Mishnah. The Gemara calls it seifa. It's the next Mishnah coming up right here. Kulon ein metamin bebeis havliya. So this is a rule like this. If you a kosher bird, kosher, a carpet can only be a kosher animal. Whether it's in the Beis HaMikdash or it's not in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's in your kitchen, if you shecht a kosher bird improperly, let's go back further. Let's say you have an animal, and the animal is not shechted properly. You have a cow, and the cow dropped dead. No shechita. And you touch that cow, you become tamei. It's nevela. It's a nevela, it's a dead animal. The only time there's no nevela is if the shechita was done properly. That's a thing. Then everybody would be tummy all the time, every time you shecht an animal. No shechita, no tumma by shechita. By birds, it's a different rule. What? Yeah. You shecht a bird improperly. The dead bird sitting in your living room. You touch it. You become tummy? No. Well, the only time you tummy is if you eat it. You're not allowed to eat it because it's not kosher. That's a separate problem. It's a separate problem. The question is, you become tummy when you swallow it. Okay? You become tummy when you swallow it. The next mission is going to say that even though you did an olas ha'ov wrong, you didn't do the proper, there's still no tumma if you eat it. Now, you're not allowed to eat it, forget all those avarice. There's no tumma. Why? Because it's a little bit good. It's a little bit it was a valid carbon. It would be a good chatos, not an ola. So since it's a little bit close enough, there's no issue of tumma. Okay? So midikani, so olas ha'ov, again, olas ha'ov that you did as a chatas, we said it's no good. So what exactly did you do? So you want to tell me you shechted it, you did only one malika instead of two? That can't be right. Elam with the shani malika, midikani seifa, kulam in matame beis habliya. There's no tumas beis habliya, which means you didn't do something so terrible. After all, if you eat that bird, there's no tumma. So it's not so terrible. By the way, umal in the head. But you are over me'ila if you use that bird improperly. We're going to learn about that in the next mission. Just forget, that line is not important for right now. It'll be important for tomorrow and for the next 5 minutes. It's not important right now. But the point is, it can't be that the botch-up was in the malika. Because if the botch-up is in the malika, it's not so terrible. It's not such a botch-up. After all, it's amatama beis hablia. Not so terrible. So what is the issue? What'd you do wrong? So Nema, it must be the lo krib Yeshua. It can't be Rabbi Yeshua. The e krib Yeshua, he amar ein molin. He's gonna say there's no me'ili either. We'll see why there's no me'ili either. Ella b'mitzui, right? So what must be the issue? The issue must be, what did you do wrong? Right? Mitzui doesn't mean mitzui here. It means hazah. You have an ola, and you did hazah like a chatas. You didn't do hazah like an ola. There is no hazah by an ola. You did hazah by the fact that you did one malik, one simen. That's not a problem. That can't be the bacha. So in what way did you make this ola into a chatas? You did sprinkling. It says mitzui, but it doesn't mean that. It means sprinkling.
He didn't do mitzui.
What? Ela b'mitzui. No, he did mitzui. He did mitzui like a chatas. He did hazah like a chatas and not mitzui like an ola. Meaning he did an extra step. Okay? A masefa. If that's true, look at the seifa. The seifa is tomorrow. Is a masefa. It says like this. Olas ha'of sh'asa lamata. If an olas ha'of was done below, k'maisa chatas, like a maisa chatas, l'shem chatas, Rabbi Elazar Omar molin bo. Rabbi Elazar says you get me'ila for that. Again, what are you doing? You have an olas ha'of. It's supposed to be on top. You did it on the bottom like a chatas. Everything's a chatas. Says Rabbi Elazar, you get me'ila for that. Rabbi Yeshua Omar ain't molin bo. There's no me'ila for that. Why not? We'll get to that in 5 minutes. But the bottom line is, Deshani b'mai, what exactly did you do different? So, Ilema deshani b'mitzui, if it was a mitzui, Emar d'am Rabbi Yeshua, deshani b'malika. When does Rabbi Yeshua say there's no me'ila? Only when you're difference of malika. Of malika. B'mitzui b'amar? Did he say there's a difference by mitzui? Ella b'malika. The answer is, it must be you did malika different. So Reisha v'Seifa b'Malika b'Mtziyasa b'Mitzui. Does that make sense? The two outer cases are about Mitzui, and the middle case is about Malika. The middle case about Mitzui. In yes, Reisha v'Seifa b'Malika u'Mtziyasa b'Mitzui. Yes, the answer is yes. What on earth was all that about? This thing with the Mi'ila? What is that about? That's the next Mishnah. And we could have done it the opposite way, but I figured it's easy to do it like that. What's this, all this whole thing with Mi'ila? What's Mi'ila? Mi'ila is, you're not allowed to use a carbon that was not done properly. If it was done properly, if a chatas is shechted properly, and you eat from the carbon chatas, that's not Mi'ila. That's you're allowed to do that. So Mi'ila is when either it wasn't brought yet, or it was brought in the wrong way. So it never got matered for you to eat it. It's a complicated topic, Mi'ila, very complicated, but here we go. Ready? V'kulon ein metamin b'beis hablia. All this botch-ups from the previous Mishnah does not metame b'beis hablia. That means, if any of these mistakes happened, and you ate the bird, yes, you shouldn't have eaten it. And you perhaps you're over Mi'ila. And perhaps he ate non-kosher. It's all true. But are you tummy?
No.
Okay? You're not tummy. Okay?
You eat an ola, you're not a tummy.
What?
No, he's supposed to not... Ola, he's supposed to be burned and you eat it. Not,
by an animal or by a bird?
Bird.
We're talking about a bird.
All right. Oh, kosher,
correct.
Kosher,
yeah.
Ola.
Yes, you're not tummy.
Mila doesn't necessarily mean tummy either.
No, nothing to do with tummy. Nothing to do with tummy. We're just saying, all these botch-ups of the birds, there's no issue of tumah. Why not? Why not? It's not kosher, so why not? It's a nevela. Normally, a nevela of a bird, you become tumah when you eat it. The answer is, it's not such a nevela. Because something you did here would be good if it was the other carbon. Okay, so there's a kula over here. For some reason, there's no tumah on beis hablia. For some reason, there's no tumah. If you're an animal, you can't even touch it. A bird, normally you can't eat it. Here, okay, we'll make it. Why exactly? I'm not 100% sure why. Why? Because
in another circumstance.
In another circumstance, it wouldn't be so bad.
Now, if you do b'mezid, you have, I don't have b'mezid.
For what?
For eating, let's say, an ola.
B'mezid?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're eating kachin b'mezid?
Yeah.
What affair is that?
What do you mean? You're eating kachin that's not supposed to be eaten.
I don't know what your punishment is for that. But you get misa? I don't know. It could be. Okay, next. Umalim bam, and you get Mi'ila for that. If you, okay, so we said you're not Tommy. What about Mi'ila? After all, it was not a valid carbon. It was an invalid carbon. Why? You did a chatzos l'shem ola, ola l'shem chatzos. None of it was good kabanos. If you eat that, you chayiv Mi'ila. You're not Tommy. For some reason, there's a cool about that. Mi'ila, you are chayiv.
That makes sense.
Umalim bam. Why? Why does it make sense?
Any improper use of
hekdesh. Exactly. Any improper use of hekdesh is me'ila. So what's the proper use of hekdesh? Proper use. What's improper use? You botch up the carbon. That's not a proper use. You chayav me'ila. Chutz except mechatas ha'of, except for a chatas ha'of, she'asa lamata, a chatas ha'of that you did below, kimaisa chatas, l'shem chatas. Right? That's nothing wrong with that chatas. That's a kosher chatas. The kosher chatas, right? That's allowed to be eaten. It's allowed to be eaten by kahanim. So you do everything right with that. That's nothing wrong with that.
But if you botch up the carbon, if you botch up the chatas, it's not a carbon anymore. So why does it still have the same designation?
What do you mean? It's not a carbon. It's not a carbon anymore. And therefore, if you eat it, you're chayav me'ila.
I don't understand because it's not. If you botch up, it's not more any longer that designation.
Correct, but what was once holy, it was about to be brought as a carbon. The coin totally botched it up. He brought it in the wrong place. Or he did. He thought it's an ola. He did everything wrong. It was once holy. 5 minutes ago, it was holy. That's what Mi'ila is. Mi'ila is, it was designated as a carbon, and you're not allowed to use it. And you used it. You ate it. So you get chayav Mi'ila for that. You didn't eat it on purpose. It's a shogeg. You have to bring karbanos, the whole story. But if you did it right. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm assuming you also can't bring it off the Harabais.
What do you mean?
Because it's like, to leave the grounds of the base of Mikdash. Just say be motzi, and you both of us can't.
Okay.
And I'm saying, can you?
What does that do with anything?
No, I'm saying what? Is it considered a carbon in terms of that? Or you,
yeah, it's a carbon. It's a carbon.
Even though you messed up.
Oh, I don't know about all the other rules. Yeah. So just said, there's a kula by eating it. You're not tummy. Me'ila, you're over me'ila. We have to get this, doing it slow, because it's so difficult tomorrow. Olas ha'of. She'aso lamata. You have an olas ha'of. And you did it down below. We're not supposed to be there. Kemai se'chatos. L'shem chatos. Right? So you come to the Blessed Vision, you bring an oaf. You tell the Kohen, what is the kind of oaf? The Kohen says, what kind of oaf is this? Says, oh, it's a chatas oaf. Okay, fine. The Kohen totally forgets and he treats it like an ola. He does everything right if it was an ola. Right?
The opposite.
I'm sorry, the opposite. You bring an ola. He forgot he thinks a chatas. He does everything right as if it's a chatas. Mamash, everything perfect as if it was a chatas. Rebbe Lezer Omer Molenbo. You chayav ila for that. Why? Kohen botched it up. Rebbe Shua Omer Ein Molenbo. You're not chayav ila for that. The reason you're not chayav me'ila for that, the Gemara is not going to say it till tomorrow, and Rabbi Eliezer is not going to figure it out till tomorrow. The reason is because it turned into a chatas. I'm sorry. Yes, it turned into a chatas. Right? It turned into a chatas. He brought it as an ola. You said, you told the coin, this is an ola. The coin totally forgot what you said, and he treated it as a chatas from A to Z.
Except that it's possible now.
Why is it possible?
Because he said before.
He's, what?
When you do, that's what he said, so in order to do like a chatos,
so the answer is, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no mi'ila.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not, mi'ila is in improper using of it. Right. Here it's a complete wrong. Right. It's not right.
We're going to say tomorrow, it turned into a chatos.
I didn't get off the ground.
As an ola. Therefore, you did a mistake.
Right,
I didn't want to bring a chatos. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do any averus today. Why are you making me a chatos?
Right.
I didn't do that. I didn't do an averus. It turns into a chatos, and therefore there's no me'ila.
What? There's no me'ila by a chatos?
No, there's no me'ila when it's perfect.
But
why? You can't abuse it some other way besides eating on the same? There's no me'ila, but it'll show and tell to you.
He never brought it
as an ola.
He never brought it as an ola.
Everything is as a chatos. Yeah. You walk in and say, here's a bird, Mr. Cohen. It's an ola.
Right.
The Cohen didn't forget what he said. He treated it as a chatos from A to Z.
Right.
Now, I don't, and he eats it.
Oh, he eats it.
Is he chayav me'ila? No. According to Yeshua, no. Why? Because it turned into a chatas for purposes of me'ila.
Right.
For purposes of me'ila, only for purposes of me'ila. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Then why is it a good? The Gemara is going to say tomorrow, because it's only good for purposes of me'ila. That's not a good carbon, because that's what the guy wanted to bring. I don't need to bring a chatas. I didn't do it in a favor today. Leave me alone. Right? What did the Kohen do? He made it into a chatas. Mm-hmm. Everything was perfect for a chatas. The only one problem. It's not a chatas. Since we were sure that it's good enough, it's no longer me'ila. It's good enough, it's not me'ila. That's what he says.
It's not me'ila, but is it worse? Is it worse? Yes.
Is it worse than what?
What is it, a kapara?
There's no kapara, he didn't do an avera. He didn't want to bring an achata.
He
wanted to bring an ola. I'm not a bad guy, what are you making me chatas?
Yeah, one second.
Worst case
situation, you punish worse for that.
Worse for what?
For this. Then, it's not necessarily a worse punishment.
No, it's not a worse punishment at all. You did a b'shogeg. We're not talking about me. You did a b'shogeg. The Kohen forgot. What did this guy want? I probably wanted a chatas. This guy probably did an avera. I'll make it a chatas. It wasn't true. So the answer is, it's not a valid carbon. And then he ate it. Is he over me'ila? No. Why not? Says Rabbi Yeshua, since he did everything right for a chatas, mom is perfect. Perfect chatas. Chatas of the Year award he would get to Kohen. Perfect chatas. But it was wrong. Me'ila, you're not over. That's all he says. Now, Rabbi Lazar didn't understand this at all. Says Rabbi Lazar. Amr Belazar, Rabbi Shua, how could you say that? How could you say such a thing? How could you say such a thing? Umayim chatas. You have a chatas. Shein molin balishma. If you do it right, there's no me'ila. Why is there no me'ila? Because there's never me'ila if you do it right. Kishashin eshma molin ba. You change it into an ola. You get me'ila for that. Why do you get me'ila for that? Because according to the Torah, if you change a chatas in any way, it's me'ila, because a chatas is much more strict. You have to have l'shma for a chatas, and you don't have l'shma for a chatas, you have over me'ila. Right? Like Rashi says in the second to bottom line. Upasla, it's puzzle. V'lo ba l'chlal heter molin ba. It doesn't even get off the ground. Daha Rabbi Yeshua gufe lo pala galea. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't argue on that point. He only argued on one point. On this point, he didn't argue. If you have a chatas, and you change it to an ola. Your the chatos is pasul, and lechori you get neila for that also if you eat it. So ola, shemolin ba, lishma. Ola, what does it mean? Ola shemolin ba lishma. Ola shemolin ba, lishma. Kishashi, yeah, no. Ola kishemolin ba lishma. Ola, you will get meila if you have the wrong lishma. Why? What does that mean? Ola.
Because there should be nothing left for you to eat.
Oh, the reason is, if an ola is done right. Ola, shemolin balashma. You do it right, but a koi eats it. Is he over meila? The answer is yes.
Sure.
Why is he over meila?
He's
not allowed to eat the carbonola.
That's right.
Now let's eat it. So you get meila for that.
Correct.
So kishashina shema, you know, did shemolin ba? So if you botch up the ola, of course you should get meila for that. You hear that kavachomer? It's a very good kavachomer. It's a very strong kavachomer. If you eat an ola when you don't batch it up, of course you get meila for that. So when you botch it up, it's better? How could that be? You hear that kavachomer? That's fine. There's a kula by Tumah. Forget Tumah. I'm not talking about Tumah. I'm talking about Meila now. Again, how could this relative to how could you say that? If you don't botch up the ola, but you eat it, you get Meila. So if you botch up the ola, you do like a chatzit, you're not going to get Meila if you eat it? How could that be? How could that be? I'm a Lord of Yeshua, love. Ima marta b'chatos. You want to tell me by a chatos, where you do Meila. Shashina Shema Lashem Ola Shkinshina Shema Ludovar Shiyeshbo Meila. Because when I have a chatos, right, and I change my mind and I turn it into an Ola. So I made it something which you're not allowed to eat. So of course you get Meila for that. I'm talking about the other way around. Tomar Baola Shashina Shema Lashem Chatos. I change it into a chatos, Shkinshina Shema Ludovar Shiyeshbo Meila. I turned it into something where there is no Meila. I turned it into a chatos. And a chatos, there is no me'ila. So I had an ola, I made a mistake, I thought it was a chatos, I treated it like a chatos, there's no me'ila for that. And you eat that, there's no me'ila for that. So they're really not talking to each other. They're both saying different things, right? Can we finish the Mishnah? Let's see if we can finish it. What? Let's see if we can. For now, we'll go back tomorrow. No, it's less than 5 minutes, 2 minutes. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, V'arei kachi kachim, but kachi kachim, sheshachtan bedarom, v'shachtan l'shem kachi kalim, yuchichu. Kachi kachim, that shechted, as if it's kachi kalim, right, in the wrong place, will prove I'm right. Shekinshin es shemo, l'dover she'ein bo me'ila, that you changed it to something where there is no me'ila, there's generally no me'ila on kachi kalim, right? Umolin bo, and yet there's me'ila, right? Don't be so surprised about the ola. Even though you switched it to a chatos, you still get me'ila. Shemol and bo. You still get me'ila for that. Amalor b'shua lo. I understand you took kachi kachim, you shechted in the wrong place. V'shachtan l'shem kachi kalim. And you shechted it for the wrong carbon. Shekin shinesh shemol m'davar sheyesh bo isser v'heter. You changed it to something that has isser and heter. What does that mean? Kachikalim, every kachikalim has some parts you can eat, some parts you can't eat. Tomar ba'ola, shashina shema l'davar sheheter kulo, shekulo heter. But I change an ola into a chatas. I change it from something that couldn't be eaten at all, something that could be eaten. So maybe it's different.
Kulo heter, why is it kulo heter?
What? Because a chatas of is kulo heter. None of it gets burnt. Only the dam. None of it gets burnt. So that's the back and forth. And tomorrow we'll pick up more on this back and forth. Everybody have a very good day.
Go ahead. What's the second?
Oh. You have a minion?